6:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by two candidates for Metro Nashville School Board. One, an incumbent who is the only sane member of the nine-member Metro Nashville Public School Board right now, Fran Bush. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be back.
You're running for re-election?
Yes.
In District 6 yes. As an independent.
As an independent.
Very good. Yes. And joining us here also for the very first time in our studios, for
in
the very
studio.
First time ever. On radio.
Yeah, yes,
Amy
absolutely.
Pate.
Yes, yes, I'm so happy to be here. Thank
you. You are an independent candidate in the
District 8.
District 8.
Pate for 8.
Pate for 8. Now tell us, Amy Pate, where is District 8?
District 8 is Oak Hill, Green Hills, Forest Hills. I live in Oak Hill. We kind of go to the Williamson County line, so mm-hmm. we're south, and then they've just redrawn some of the lines of the district, so it also incorporates 12 South area, too.
Who is Amy Pate?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, first of all, I'm a Nashville native.
Nashville
yes.
native?
Yes, we exist. I
oh
feel like
goodness.
Confetti should come down from the sky.
Native,
like
by
balloons.
The way, the definition of if you are a native.
Born and raised.
You are born and
yes.
raised.
Yes, Baptist Hospital. Was not. That's how old I am. It wasn't even St. Thomas Midtown. Yeah, so
born and raised
born
in
born and raised
Nashville.
In Nashville, yeah. And I grew up in Antioch, 37013.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to Metro schools. I went to Tusculum Elementary School. I went to McMurray Middle School. I graduated from Overton High School.
Overton.
I'm not
going to
tell you when. Yeah. A long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm born and raised here. My mom taught for 35 years in Metro schools. So she was a single mom for most of that time. So her school, Haywood Elementary, was kind of my home away from home. And I really have a heart and a love for public schools. And now I have three kids.
You have three children.
Are, yeah.
Do any of them attend Metro Nashville
all
Public Schools?
All three of them do. Yes.
All three of them
yes.
are in school.
Yeah.
Okay. So you and what grades?
High school, middle school, and elementary school.
You have the full array.
I do. I do. I will be rushing out of here to do three school drop-offs. So I know Fran had me beat with five at
three
one time.
Three school drop-offs.
Yeah.
Wow. Married, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, so I'm in sales. I work for a construction company. You know, so I like to tell people I'm not trying to be a school board member to put it on my resume.
So you sell, what does this construction company
build? They're a competitor to ServPro. They're, it's called AccuWorks,
uh-huh.
and fire damage, water damage, mold removal. We're a restoration company, yeah.
You probably have a lot of business.
We do. The Nashville storms keep us quite busy.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that now for about 3 years.
Yeah. Do you like it? You like sales?
I do. I do like sales. I've always been in
What's
sales.
Your territory cover?
It pays the bills. I go out to Dixon in the West. I, you know, I'm in Nashville, of course. I go up to Clarksville. You know, since I graduated from college, I've always done sales and always, you know, kind of spanned.
Where, why did you decide to run for Metro Nashville School Board in the 8th District? Because, you know, the school board has one sane person, Fran Bush, sitting right across from me over here, and then eight left-wing lunatics who are doing everything possible to destroy Metro Nashville Public Schools.
Well,
but why are you volunteering to put yourself through all of this agony to run for office and then to be on, if you were to win and Fran were to win, and I guess there are even a couple others that have a shot this time. There's still a four up, right?
Right.
Mark Woodward.
Say when we win.
When you win. Okay. But then it'll still be five to four. There'll be five left-wing lunatics and four sane people. So why are you going through all of this aggravation?
So this is nothing I ever planned to do, nothing I ever thought I would do. You know, I'm not trying to run for school board to put it on my resume, to get consulting jobs, or to be a lobbyist. I'm doing it because I love my community. I love Nashville. It,
and what in particular is going wrong with Metro Nashville Public Schools that you want to address? What's the first thing you'll do?
We only have a little bit of time.
Just give me the very first thing you will do.
I say that we've got to get back to the ABCs at Metro Schools.
Teach reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah.
Oh, heresy.
Yes.
Heresy.
Yes. And when I say that, I say, A, absolute accountability and transparency. You know, there were so many times over the past 2 years where I would just ask simple questions.
A, that's right. What's B for?
Build trust.
Build trust. What's C for?
Catch up. We got to catch our kids up.
A, B, C. Well, you got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
To catch up because the scores are awful.
Yes.
And they're going down.
So I know.
We'll talk about that more with Amy Pate and Fran Bush. They're both running for school board here in Nashville. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.